Wednesday night in the Chavis Halbavos. The Chavis Halbavos is actually brings down a story of a fellow that dealt with an unusual shaila in Hilchos Gittin. It was not Nogea Lamaisa. So the question, and he laces out in the story. The Chacham laces out at the fella and said, "What are you involving yourself in things that it doesn't really matter if you know it, if you don't know it? Maybe it'll happen once in a million years, and it certainly doesn't do anything for your neshama," Chavis Halbavos says, "and you're ignoring things that are very basic knowledge that every Jew has to know, that Chavis Halbavos, you're ignoring those things, and you're busy with things," you know, he says, you gotta have priorities in learning. Harani Nishba, I swear, I'm telling you that I involved myself in Chavis Halbavos for 35 years, And then I would go on to other things and learn the other parts of Torah. So the question is here, Bama Mairi. What is exactly the Chavis Halbavos talking about? So I want to clarify. There used to be something called Pilpul. I'm not sure what it was. I don't think we have too much of it anymore nowadays. Nowadays, morale rails against Pilpul. Apparently they used to just... It wasn't rational, you know. Nowadays, because of Rav Chaim's revolution in learning, everybody's learning. Even the Hasidic yeshivas are very geared towards it being very rational, and you build a binyan and you try to get at the principle of the sugya. Everybody more or less tries to do that. But the truth is, if you open, I'm not saying it's be'at pilpul, but if you open certain earlier achronim, even if you open a sefer haflah, say for a mikneh on kedushin or a flaw on ksubis, you really see like binyanim, and it doesn't really speak to our door. It doesn't speak to the learners of the last, I would say, 100 years. It just doesn't speak to us. The truth is, even if you open a sefer like, you know, Pnei Yeshua, you know, it's hard to learn the Pnei Yeshua now. Not just because we want Reader's Digest. You know, okay, what does the Pnei Yeshua say? I can't learn through this whole paragraph. But even the flow of the paragraph, the shock of the tariya, the back and forth, it's not the way our minds work nowadays. It's not like rigorously analytical. I don't know what to call it. So the Chavis Halbavos is certainly talking against pilpul. And even nowadays, the truth is, if you hang around, I'll say yeshivas, not that I have anything against yeshivas, but that's where they're learning. So that's where they're learning. If you hang around places of learning, like I sit in the coil in the morning, and you hear, you know, even then, sometimes guys are like, they're just being mafalto. You know, they're not really addressing. So if your learning could be focused, and I thank my Rosh Hashiva for that, if your learning is focused on the principle of what the din, the principle of the Mishnah, the principle of the Gemara, so it really, I don't think the Chavis Halbavos would have a problem at all with you discussing an arcane case, because any lawyers here, like from an arcane case, you can establish principles of law. You know, that's a very good way to establish a principle. If you take a seemingly complex, unusual case, but you extract the principle, so that I don't think the Chavis Halbavos would have a problem with that. He may have a problem with priorities, but his railing against, like, what are you learning this for? It's not negeya, you, it wouldn't matter if you don't know it. I can't imagine the Chavis Halbavos would talk like that about the way most of us learn nowadays, most of the time, and that is we're trying to, in the phrase of Rabbi Safra, we're trying to hit bedrock. We're trying to get at the point of the sugya. That's first of all. But even nowadays, sometimes people go off into pulpulim, and they get off that point. So that's number one. A more difficult aspect of what the Chavis Halbavos says, and this is really a very radical statement, is that it doesn't affect your neshama. He says it doesn't purify you. It doesn't do anything for you. And l'chaira, if it's Torah, I mean, we've been brought up, and certainly Rabbi Sol Salanta makes the point, and many Sforim make the point, that if it's Torah, and you're learning Torah, it's going to automatically affect, maybe it won't automatically, it won't affect it as directly and completely as when you're learning about Avos Hashem and Bitachon and Yiras Hashem, etc. But he talks very radically here that it has no effect on you whatsoever. So either he held like that, that's obviously one possibility, but also I want to remind everyone that in the beginning of this whole piece, he talked about someone that learns Shalom Lishma. He really talks about the person that's learning and he wants kavod because he's able to say a shir and he can knack and it sounds great, you know, and if he would spend his time learning about Chayvus Halvavus, so people would say, yeah, you have to be talking in Hashem, what else is new? And like this, he's able to deliver, like, you know, a fancy shir. So it could be, I'm saying this b'derech efshar, like a piece of Torah, that he is harking back to the person learning Shalom Lishma. It's not purely the guy that's learning b'derech pilpul, it has no effect on his neshama. He could be, that he's referring to the person learning Shalom Lishma. Okay. Otherwise, he holds like that. It's also important to remember where he's coming from. Remember, even we would say, yeah, you know, I want to learn Lumdus, I want to get at the principle of the sugya, I want to get to the yesod of the sugya, but kemuvan, I have to be taught how to put on tefillin. I mean, right? I have to be shown how to make kiddush, how to keep Shabbos. I mean, there's certain practical things that I certainly have to take a priority. Right, so the Chayvus Halvavus, I don't think, I'm suggesting he's also coming from the perspective that he's saying, well, if someone has to show you how to put on tefillin, and that you understand, and that comes before figuring out Pshat Netaisis, I'm talking now even the way we say, we learn Pshat Netaisis, where it's mamish, you're learning the principle, and it's not Pilpulim Shohevel, but no matter how arcane the discussion seems, hopefully, it's not always the case, but hopefully the people are focused on getting at the principle, the yesod of the sugya, which is really not arcane at all. It's very ikardik. It's the principle of Torah, right? You're learning like the lumdas of how a shtar works. So no matter how arcane the case is, but you're trying to reach the principle. So even if the Chayvus Halvavus is talking about that, but just like we would say, you know, that's very nice, but you certainly have to teach the kid how to put on tefillin before he learns that. So the Chayvus Halvavus is perhaps also coming from the perspective, how are you Ohev Hashem? Right? And that's really what he's screaming about, and everybody's bored after 10 days of learning the same thing over and over. But that's really, really what he's saying. If you have to show somebody how to put on tefillin, and you have to show someone how to put on tzitzis, and you have to know how to make kosher tzitzis, and you have to know how to light Hanukkah licht, and you have to know how to have a Shabbos table, right? You have to know how to do things. So what happened to Chayvus Halvavus? How are you Oevus Hashem? How are you Yoreus Hashem? How are you Boteach Bashem? And that is really what he's saying. So it really has a pshat, even in the best oifen of people learning Iyun and harving over Torah, I think he may mean that. If you have to show a kid how to put on tefillin, so you have to show a kid how to be Oivis Hashem also. So he could be coming from that perspective also. Okay, we will stop here.